Episode titles. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from OnPodium.com. This is a podcast about podcasting. Whew, let's go. Welcome to episode 5. Let's play a game. I am going to read you 2 podcast titles, and you tell me which one you would click on. Title A, Episode 12, Interview with John Smith. Title B, How John Smith Lost $1 Million and Made It Back. It is obvious, right? You click Title B. But go look at your podcast feed right now. How many of your episodes look like Title A? Here is the harsh reality of podcasting. No one cares who your guest is. Unless you are interviewing Elon Musk or Oprah, the name of your guest means nothing to a stranger browsing Spotify. If I don't know who John Smith is, I have zero reason to click that episode. Yet, 90% of podcasters format their titles like this. Episode 45, Chatting with, Guest Name. This is a waste of digital real estate. Your title has one job, to sell the click. It needs to promise a benefit or open a curiosity gap. So here is the actionable framework for today. I want you to use the hook context method. Stop putting the episode number at the front. The apps already number the episodes for you. Stop putting the word interview in the title. We know it's an interview. Instead, lead with the value. If you are interviewing a fitness coach about weight loss, don't call it Interview with Coach Sarah. Call it Why Cardio is a Waste of Time with Coach Sarah. See the difference? The first part, Why Cardio is a Waste of Time, is the hook. It challenges a belief. It creates curiosity. The second part, With Coach Sarah, provides the context slash authority. You also need to think about SEO, search engine optimization. Spotify and Apple Podcasts are search engines. People type problems into the search bar. They type how to sleep better, real estate investing, or relationship advice. If your title is just a person's name, you will never show up in those searches. But if your title contains the keywords of the problem you are solving, you will attract new listeners who were looking for answers, not for you. So go look at your last 3 episodes. Rename them. Move the guest's name to the end. Put the most shocking, helpful, or interesting concept at the very front. Your content might be amazing, but if your packaging is boring, nobody is going to open the box. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about the new and noteworthy myth and how to actually launch a podcast. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow.